New York City's next mayor could be a democratic socialist in his early 30s. Zoran Mamdani is very likely to be named the Democratic nominee for mayor after a stunning upset Tuesday night. That would put him on the ballot for November's general election. NPR's Rachel Treisman reports on what Mamdani's success would mean for New York City and the country.
Zoran Mamdani was a relatively unknown state assembly member representing Queens when he launched his campaign for mayor last fall. He was an underdog in a crowded Democratic primary. For months, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo led in the polls. But Cuomo called Mamdani to concede on Tuesday night, before the race was called. Mamdani declared victory at a watch party full of supporters.
8 months after launching this campaign, with the vision of a city that every New Yorker could afford, we have won.
Mamdani's campaign got help from tens of thousands of volunteers and endorsements from the likes of Senator Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Mamdani used social media to share interactions with New Yorkers and promote his policy goals. Those include rent freezes, free buses, universal childcare, city-owned grocery stores, and higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations.
He won with a really progressive, liberal, left-wing platform of the kind that we probably haven't ever seen in New York.
Patrick Egan is a professor of politics and public policy at New York University. He credits Mamdani with distilling complex problems into simple proposals.
That is well-suited for this particular age of social media, where people of all kinds, especially young people, are consuming political news in very short clips.
Mamdani, who was born in Uganda, became a citizen in 2018. If elected, the now 33-year-old would be New York City's first Muslim mayor and its youngest in over a century. Here's Seth Maskett, a professor of political science at the University of Denver.
A lot of Democratic voters seem to be souring on the party's leadership, the party's establishment, and are looking for unusual different voices to lead them going forward, and certainly a younger set of leaders.
Maskett says Democrats in New York and beyond are disillusioned with the party because of their 2024 election losses and what they see as a weak response to President Trump.
I think what we're seeing from this election this year is that the party establishment might not be able to protect its incumbents so well.
But Egan of NYU cautions that what works for Mamdani may not work for Democrats elsewhere.
I think it would be a mistake for either observers or party leaders to say, oh, this has to be the recipe that's going to fit all elections, all constituencies.
And there are still a lot of unknowns in New York City. Mamdani could face Cuomo again in November's general election. The former governor hasn't ruled out running as an independent. Eric Adams, New York City's current mayor, is running for re-election as an independent, too. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.